Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz with you. Joined by the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, it certainly looked like your team was having fun out there tonight. And that is a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was obviously a very talented team we played against with some incredibly talented players. And obviously there's when you play against people like that, you can definitely learn some things. No question. They were having fun. But you know what? They're competitive. They don't like coming out on a losing end. We'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Well, Erin Dieters played a pretty good game. She saw 39 shots, made 35 saves. Talk about her performance.
You know what? I was really proud of her because she was hurting at the end there. She came into the game with a bit of a nagging injury, and we weren't even sure she was going to go. And then she said she could play, and then she got kind of run into her. She got her feet taken out of her, out from under her in the third. And from that point on, you could tell she was really laboring. At one point, I was almost going to take her out, but she gutted it out, made some big saves, and really kept us in it there through the first two periods with the way she played. I thought she did a real nice job.
Your team with 15 block shots, one of those came off the stick of Jocelyn Lamoureux and hit Summer Thibodeau. How's she doing?
Well, we'll wait and see. That was a tough one, no doubts. You know, when Summer doesn't get up, we knew it was it wasn't just the normal stinger. So, she's doubtful for tomorrow. We're just hoping that she'll be back for next weekend.
Coach, your team was outshot in the first period, the second period, but you guys battled back there, outshooting the Whitecaps in that third period, 11-10. Your team's awfully resilient, aren't they?
Well, we just talked about going out third period. Obviously, other than their national team players, some of the other players don't get as much ice time. So we thought maybe the conditioning would be a factor. But that line of Coyne, Brandt, and Lamoureux was just outstanding. And first time I've really been able to see the Lamoureux up close, played against them. Just phenomenal players, and you can see why they were All Americans. You can see why they continue to play for the Team USA. They're just outstanding hockey players.
You get a goal tonight from Haley Mack, but it was all set up on that blue line by Jordy and Olson. Nice to see your freshman get in the action there, but what a great smart play by Heather Olson to get that thing rolling.
Well, Heather to Bree, and Bree has her head up and hits Haley coming across. It was a great play, and you're exactly right. Three freshmen, tic-tac-toe, and that was very, very impressive.
You got seven shots on goal by Haley Mack tonight. You could tell she wanted her first career goal. Unfortunately, it doesn't show up in her statistics, but how much do you think that helps her confidence?
Well, it's just like the rest of them. Once that first one goes in, they feel better about themselves. And, I thought Haley had a real strong game. And, hopefully after getting that first one, things will start coming a little easier. That pressure goes off. I mean, she was even talking about it on the bench. She goes, I knew I was going to score in this one where it doesn't count. But, that's okay.
She'll take it.
Absolutely.
Going into tomorrow, another, obviously, a game that doesn't count for stats or points or anything, but what are you hoping your team will get out of it?
Well, we just got to come back out and play again. We're going to, with Summer being out, we're going to probably, we're going to juggle the lineup a little bit. Mackenzie Brooks will be in goal, and we'll just come out and see if we can't get more than one.
Sounds good, Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks so Kelly. Much. You bet. Bye.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We will come back and wrap things up as the Beavers with a 4-1 loss tonight to the Whitecaps, but had to play against some of the most talented women's hockey players out there.